Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello. Happy Friday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive later today at 4 p.m. alongside Darren. Oh, my foot still hurts, Ben. I can't go any higher than that because my voice is still broken. Anyway, we begin with Premier League action, of course, where Erik ten Hag's Manchester United, mighty Manchester United, annoyingly lost to Brighton. And Hove Albion, to be fair, is it's 3 teams against 1. Here's reaction on TalkSport.
Brighton will surely now be playing European football of some sort next season, and they are elbowing their way up the table, playing catch-up on fixtures and taking no prisoners. United again fail on the road at somehow half-decent. It's been the tale of their tape over the course of the season. A brilliant game finishes Brighton 1, Manchester United 0.
Whatever you think of United, whether you think they're a big team or whether you don't at this moment in time, they're a top four, top six team, and Brighton have gone toe-to-toe with them in this building process that is Brighton. And is European football up ahead for them? Who knows? If it is and they hold on to this squad of players or keep developing, they're going to be a tough nut to crack in Europe.
And what you can hear in the background is the roar of 30,000 seagulls planning a European tour.
Roberto De Zerbi says there is a god of football after their 99th minute winner against Manchester United.
I think we deserve to win in the semi-final, and we lost in penalty. And today we deserve to win before the penalty of McAllister. And I think there is a god of football. And today we watch the god of football.
On now to the Sports Barn with Jamie O'Hara and Jason Cundy.
The Smiths, Coronation Street, Manchester Cathedral, Ollie Mers, Floyd Mayweather, Corn Exchange Manchester, Hugh Wizardcraft, Conor McGregor, Megan Fox, Andy Goldstein, Lord Beaverbrook, Andy Goldstein, your boys took one hell of a beating.
McAllister is an expert, a World Cup winner, a chance to give Brighton all 3 points for the third time in a row against Manchester United. There's a hush around the Amex Stadium as he waits, gulps, runs up, right footed, slams it in.
Dan, you're going to have to wait there because I've got Sam Matterface and he has got Alexis McAllister, World Cup winner. Let's speak to him right now.
Alexis, congratulations. Another great moment for you and your career. Talk to me of what you were feeling when you were stepping up to take what you knew would probably be the winning penalty against Manchester United.
An unforgettable night for me and for the team. I think we deserved it. And about the penalty, of course, as always, I was a little bit nervous, but it's part of taking penalties. I think it was an opportunity to score a goal, and every time I have an opportunity, I want to take it. So I know my teammates and the fans trust me, and I was very confident.
Brighton are a joy to watch. They really are. The football they play, the players that they've got, I really enjoy watching them.
Can I just talk about Leco Bonete on the left-hand side? What it looks like they're doing, and they do it very well, and they've done it in the past, They bring players in. He was a Solly March, almost imitation type of player. Played very well. McAllister in the middle of the park. Espinuna in left. I mean, it's just, there's a conveyor belt, and the way they're coached, it's the recruitment, it's the coaching, it's the system.
The environment.
The best side won. The best side won tonight.
Well, there was a hand inside the penalty area, and there's a handball check going on as a result of that. Was it Luke Shaw's hand that went up in the air and touched it with his fingers?
It was really unfortunate for him because he played a very good game. And then he makes a block, what is never a free kick. And if you see all the bad tackles I have seen tonight, I didn't see the whistle. And on that, there is a whistle. And that leads to the goal. And sometimes everything is going against you. And that was today the case. And then Luke, yeah, for me, really unlucky.
You look at our bench and I think, yes, there's talented players, but they either don't want to play for the badge or they don't have the attitude. And I think that's our biggest problem. We create the problem by offering stupid amounts of money. They're young, they're handed this contract. And you look at the players that Brighton produced, the match winner today, where did he come from? Nobody knows, but he wants to play for the badge.
On now to the Championship action, where Neil Warnock's Huddersfield have secured another season in the division.
Huddersfield are safe, and he's done it again. Huddersfield 1, Sheffield United 0. Another wonder of Neil Warnock's world to add to 8 promotions and previous relegation escapes. Reading are down as a result. Huddersfield rode their luck in the opening half. Sheffield United missed chances, but the half-time talk was the turnaround. The Terriers tore into it, and Danny Ward's 25-yarder was a fitting and deserved match winner. Huddersfield safe. Huddersfield 1, Sheffield United 0.
You've done it again, never in doubt, eh?
Well, I mean, you saw the first half. They're a good side, Sheffield, and really pleased they've gone up. Stuart McCallan and Paul done a fantastic job. So we knew we were under the cosh, but we had to be disciplined. The only thing that disappointed me in the first half is that when we got the ball, we were sloppy. And I thought at half time we could lift our game. I didn't see Sheffield lift doing any more than what they'd done, but I thought we could get on the front foot and have a go at them. And I thought we did second half. I thought we were a lot more positive.
And so that's it until next February?
February, yeah, end of Feb. March and April. Yeah, about 10 weeks, I do. Okay. That's about my lot, innit, all of that.
Real Madrid are apparently in advanced talks to sign Jude Bellingham from Borussia Dortmund. Simon Jordan is disappointed he won't be lighting up a Premier League midfield anytime soon.
I really do admire some of these young players that are now going abroad and learning a different language, becoming more acclimatised to the world outside of England and the world beyond their back garden and tattoos and what everyone else does in English football, and really getting themselves into a situation where they're going to be very rounded, balanced individuals, human beings and footballers. So there's something to be said for that. I'm disappointed that Allroad don't lead back to the UK. I would have loved to have seen him play for Liverpool, not because I've got any particular overriding admiration for Liverpool, but I just think Liverpool as a competitive force in the Premier League and have been so compelling over the last couple of years, I want to see him back to that level because I thought they were exciting to watch and I thought Bellingham would have helped him do that. And I don't quite know why Liverpool can't afford him. Manchester United, they're up there with Madrid. I think they're up there with the emotional investment of fans from Malaysia to Mombasa. Right, they've got that viewpoint of Manchester United and Real Madrid in the same breath. Now, if Man United were actually achieving something now in terms of dominating the English Premier League, I think we'd be having a different conversation. But you can't resist the lure of Madrid.
Yeah.
It's a better climate. It's a better environment. They pay more money. They buy bigger players and they win the Champions League repeatedly.
Now, Everton manager Sean Dyche believes Monday's draw on TalkSport with Leicester can help inspire his side to Premier League survival. They fought back to claim a point against their relegation rivals. Dyche believes their fighting spirit will be absolutely vital.
And it's a goal that gives hope that Everton can fight their way back into this game and maybe give themselves a fighting chance of beating the drop.
When you're down looking up, everything seems different. You know, we've got to make sure that we take away that feeling and focus on our performance like we did at Leicester, because that was about us. It wasn't about Leicester, it was about us taking it on. And that's a thing we've been trying to get the players to really grasp, really, and to grip hold of games by going about their business in the way we did at Leicester. Not easy. Not easy when you're playing good sides. It's the consistency that I've been searching for, and I mentioned that in the media the last couple of weeks after a couple of performances when we stepped away from it, or pockets of performances, actually, because I thought, you know, I'll reference it again, I thought the Newcastle game, for a large part of that game, we played very well. Once it went away from us, we never retrieved it, never got close to retrieving it. Whereas Leicester performance was a mixture of what we want. Good energy, good detail, apart from the mistakes for the goals, obviously. But, I mean, good detail in general, good attacking detail. And we looked a real threat constantly through the night. And, you know, I was very pleased with the team performance.
New Leeds United boss Sam Allardyce says there is nobody ahead of him in football terms as a manager, not even Pep Guardiola, which is, of course, ridiculous. Simon Jordan agrees with me.
There's nobody ahead of me in football terms. Not Pep, not Klopp, not Arteta.
I don't doubt that he has a humongous body of knowledge. Well, that's great. But the ability to be able to impart that wisdom to teams that can do better and have players that develop and clubs that can win is a very different thing from having the knowledge in the first place. We can all have great deals of knowledge. And again, given that Sam has managed hundreds of games in the Premier League and been responsible for lots of positive outcomes, he can attribute knowledge as being something akin to those that manage at the top of the league. But he ain't no Klopp and he ain't no Guardiola. Sam is a very capable manager and it's right for him to say that he's got as much education. But I'm sorry, he doesn't operate at their level. He doesn't. Because there's an X factor.
Well, we'll see.
There's an X factor with Guardiola. There is. They've got something different. And that's what they've got. And that's why they are who they are.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And it's the Arsenal fan and comedian Jack Whitehall on the Hawksby and Baker Show, recalling the time he did stand up at the Arsenal Christmas party.
Arteta was the club captain at the time, and I arrived to do stand-up, and it was at the Ham Yard Hotel in London.
Oh, yeah.
And I got there, and I said, okay, so where am I going to do my routine? And they said, no, you're not going to do a stand-up routine. They're actually bowling tonight, because there's a bowling alley, and we thought that you could just stand at the side of the bowling alley with a microphone and just sort of crack some gags whilst they're bowling. I was like, that sounds utterly horrendous. But I was such a rabbit in the headlights and I was, you know, in and amongst all of my heroes and I didn't want to be booted out of the party. So I said, yes, I'll do that. So I stood at the side of a bowling alley and basically heckled all of my heroes as they bowled. Like some of the English lads knew I was. A lot of the foreign guys had no clue.
Just thought you're some random bloke.
They thought I was an employee of the Ham Yard Hotel that had got a little overzealous and was just slagging off Olivier Giroud every time he missed a couple of the tenpins. And then it got even worse, because then afterwards they went through to the next element of their Christmas party, which was karaoke. And because obviously I demean myself so much with the bowling, and that they thought that I was just this person that was there at their beck and call, Arteta came over to me and he went, right, the karaoke machine's over there, I'll give you the songs, you cue them up. I was like, I'm actually a professional comedian that's been booked to do comedy. He's like, over there. I stood in the corner for an hour and a half typing in all of the songs whilst the Arsenal players sang karaoke. Wow. It was so humiliating.
Sounds very low rent, the Arsenal.
It really does.
That's a classic. We're going to go. What are they, nine? What is it? Quasar.
I know.
Quasar and then bowling and then some karaoke.
He got angry.
And we're going to have sausage and chips and then you can all go home.
See, that's angry at me because I couldn't spell Despacito.
Oh,
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back today on Drive Time, 4 p.m. alongside Darren. Oh, my foot still hurts. Ben. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning. Do what we've got to do together. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. Above all, be safe. Everyone, be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.